One year ago Sunday, a devastating landslide in Oso, Washington, killed 43 people. Dan Rankin is the mayor of Darrington, located about 13 miles east of the landslide. Before the slide, being mayor was a part-time job for Dan, but the tragedy transformed Rankin from a sawmill owner and part-time mayor into a full-time leader of a community facing its greatest challenge. Earlier this week, he reflected on the year since the slide with KUOW's Marcy Zillman.
For a lot of us, March seemed so far away a while ago, and when March 1st came, it was in your face again. And reliving those days of uncertainty and of sadness all came back. The hard part is whenever we leave our community, we're confronted with a disaster. It's 13 miles down the road, and you're going to drive through the middle of it. You know, that's hard enough on its own, but when March came in and you realize that it's already been a year, you know, it just made those trips that much harder for a lot of us.
How do you deal with that?
You just do. There's days that you come into the slide and you think about the day or the week of the slide, and some days you think about the people that you knew and the good times that you had, and some days you just are overwhelmed with the sadness of the whole event.
It is incredibly sad, but sometimes there's a positive aspect to it, and I'm wondering what that might be for Darrington.
I think my community always knew that it was a very strong community. And during this tragedy, this community came together in a way that we knew, always knew that we would if tragedy struck. But watching it play out and being a part of this community during those days and the realization of how strong our community is and how capable we are, I think that resonated with all of us. And that future and that strength going forward just seems to be a little bit brighter.
I'm speaking with Darrington Mayor Dan Rankin. And Mayor, you talked about all of the many sad thoughts that have come back to you as March hit. How important are anniversaries like this first anniversary of the landslide?
I think in the future, anniversaries will be different. There's only one first anniversary. You know, it's been a year. It seems like a decade ago, and it seems like yesterday. And the folks that lost their lives, the families that were torn apart, the folks that came together and did their best for an extraordinary outcome of the search and rescue and the recovery efforts. Recognizing those is significant, and the getting together again in a not-so-dire time is, I think, very important for all of us.
What keeps you going emotionally? I can hear the weight of all that's happened in the past year in your voice. What keeps you getting up and moving every morning?
The great people of this valley and this community. There's such great folks. You want to do right by them. You know, you want to make your community have a great future, and that's what keeps you going.
Thank you very much, Mayor, for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Marcy.
Dan Rankin, Mayor of Darrington, talking to KUOW's Marcy Zillman. Sunday marks 1 year since the deadly landslide that struck the community of Oso, Washington, in the Stillaguamish Valley. Darrington, less than 20 miles east of Oso, on State Route 530.